The servant of God, Jose Olalo Valdez of the Hospitaller Brothers of St. John of God, is being put on the path to sainthood today in the first beatification ceremony ever to take place on Cuban soil. Cardinal Jose Saraiva Martins, Prefect Emeritus for the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, will preside over the ceremony taking place in the Plaza of Our Lady of Charity in Camagüey. The 19th century monk is venerated for having helped the sick during a cholera outbreak. Brother Donatus Forkin told Leodin O'Connor more about the life and legacy of the soon-to-be blessed.
Brother Olaya had quite an extraordinary life, really. He was born in 1820 in Havana. He became an orphan. His mother, obviously with great stress, had left him at the orphanage with a little note to say that he had not yet been baptized. So he was raised in an orphanage in Havana, and at the tender age of 13 or 14 years, he entered the Hospital of St. John of God. He was transferred to the community at the St. John of God Hospital in Camagüey, and for 54 years, he lived there. He never left the hospital, for the hospital and all of that had been nationalized or taken over by the government, but he continued to work there. And at that time, there was a lot of struggle going on between the Cuban and the Spanish soldiers at that time. A war raged for about 10 years. And, of course, at that time as well, there was this suppression of all religious. And his brother, St. John of God, he had made the three vows of religion and a fourth vow of hospitality. Irrespective of religion, background, political beliefs, whatever side, he served them all. They really loved and admired him for that, because he loved them first. When he died, Camagüey came to pay their respects and to lay him to rest. But he wasn't forgotten. He continued, the memory continued to live on in the people right to this very day. And that is bound to have a great ripple effect, not just in Camagüey, but across Cuba, across into Miami, where there's so many Cubans and Cuban descent, and around the world.